All right, we're here for our first episode of Dog Talk. I'm Joe Mara. I'm joined with Bryce Golden and Perrin Barnes. So we are all Butler athletes. I think a lot of people see what goes on, obviously, like when the lights are the brightest, what's going on, like on the court, on the field, whatever it is. So our first topic today, we have mental health. And I think a lot of it goes, it gets swept under the rug in terms of athletes. So I know for me personally, just it's a whole new experience once you get to college, outside of like when you're in high school, you're the big dog, like you're the best person in your school. And then you come here and it's a whole new experience. And I think that took me a minute to get adjusted to, and dealing with like injuries and all that stuff. There's a lot of things that go into it. So I was wondering what kind of experience you guys have, and you can go into that.
Yeah, I mean, luckily I've never been injured, but like you said, in high school, you know, you're the big dog, you're the best guys on the team, and then you come to a new atmosphere, and then there's a bunch of guys that are older than you, more experienced, better, and like you gotta earn your stripes, and it can be challenging at first. You're not gonna play as much, you know, you're gonna face a lot of adversity that you haven't had to face in a while, but you kind of just got to get through that, and things aren't going your way. It's good to talk to people. I know we hear more in the media, but like, if you're struggling with something, go talk to someone. It feels a lot better once it's off your shoulders.
Yeah, and then going off what you guys said, I think us being athletes at the time we're in, it's like never been harder to be a college athlete. Like, obviously, like we got hit with a actual once-in-a-lifetime event with COVID. Your guys' season got moved, and it's just so many questions in the air all the time, on top of just already normal things you think about as an athlete, your performance, what people are saying about you, how the team's doing and stuff like that. Adding on top of this isolation, you know, being sick, coming out, things not going to schedule. And yeah, like I said, it's just never been a harder time to be a student athlete.
Yeah, so going off of that, I mean, I think what a lot of people don't really realize goes into being an athlete, whether that's here or it's at any other campus, the time management that goes into it, kind of like what Bryce was saying, especially with the pandemic, lots of things were getting tossed around, a lot of things were getting moved around. I know for me personally, like using your resources was a big thing, but it's also like there's no special privilege. Like, I think a lot of people have like this narrative that like if you're an athlete, you get special privileges. Like, yeah, there's accommodations made for you, whether or not you're traveling, whatever it is, but no one's like babying you, helping you through stuff. Like, you still got to put in the time. So I know, like, just want to hear what you guys think about that.
Yeah, you got to put in the time. You got to reach out to your professors, because if you don't tell them anything, they're just going to act like, well, you're a normal student. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, you're a student athlete, so you're a student first. You got to take care of your studies. But yeah, with the traveling, I mean, with COVID, it's like, oh, we're traveling. Oh, there's an outbreak on our team. Now we got to quarantine. Now we're missing more class. And you just kind of got to find like what works for you, like students in your class, talk to them, see what you missed, and just try to get through that.
Yeah, definitely. I think a funny story I have time management wise, like you said, Joe, like I think a lot of people are under the misconception that there's accommodations made for people. Yeah. But I literally, my sophomore year, we played Seton Hall. It was a 9 o'clock game. We took a flight home, a 2.5 hour flight. And I took a test on the plane, proctored by our academic advisor, like on the plane coming back from Seton Hall after we had just lost to him. So like you said, man, like, there's things like, obviously, like, this is the life we signed up for, and there's things that skills you learn along the way that help you with things like that. Like, just this last week too, we came off a seven day road trip with 3 away games, and you know, just using your skills, using your resources, like both you guys said, and you know, just balancing it out is obviously the key to, you know, having success in anything, but especially at this time in our lives. So
yeah, and then so lastly, I kind of want to wrap it up with a lot of the things that go into us being athletes. It helps us like day to day now, but I think a lot of people don't realize what it's going to help us moving forward into the work, like into the workforce, whatever you may choose to do. But I think like lessons that I learned through my time is a lot about like what we just talked about, time management, but a lot of just like finding that inner like self-drive, I guess, because I mean a lot of the things that go on here, like you have to be self-driven and you're not going to get anywhere. And mm-hmm. I think all of us can attest to that. So I just wanted to know what kind of other lessons you guys learned, if they're similar, if there's any differences, what you think you took away from being a Butler athlete now and what you think will carry over going forward.
I mean, I'd say teamwork. I mean, I know that's cliche, but like for me, this is the first time representing a school. So it's like I'm not just playing for myself and my 30 teammates. I'm playing for all 5,000 people here. So it's like I'm a team. I'm representing our school. I'm representing my teammates. And I know, yeah, I got to work with my teammates to like score a goal or defend a goal. But like, I don't know. I feel like it's more of a team effort. Like, I know people in my classes, they're talking to me like, oh, like, how are you guys doing, like, this, this, this? And, like, they'll come to our games, and then they'll feel, like, the team spirit. So, I don't know. I feel like that's probably the biggest thing for me is, like, being bigger than just yourself or even just your team.
I would say the biggest thing I've learned in college or something you had to grow is, like, find ways to decompress. And, like, we're in college, like, you know, people can always – there's always people drinking. There's always people doing other stuff that – you know, isn't the healthiest way to decompress. But, you know, I think the biggest thing I learned was to kind of, that I learned definitely like during my sophomore year was get outside your box, you know, find friends that don't do the same thing you do, you know, meet people or, you know, pick up an activity that you didn't think you would be into. Like, I started like reading books for fun over like quarantine. It's like not the biggest reader of all time, but it was something to just like, you know, decompress and take my mind off it. So I think that was the biggest thing I've learned. It's helped me a lot. Like, obviously, you know, as hard as we work, we want everything to go right. But the reality is, like, more things are going to go wrong than they go right most times. And, you know, balancing those things out, we work so hard and we care so much. And it's good to, you know, feel emotions because that means you care. But finding ways to decompress after those things go wrong, you know, get your head back on track for the next thing coming up. So,
exactly. I appreciate you guys sitting down with me. This was the first episode of Dog Talk.
Absolutely.